Town of Olds is cracking down on panhandling. Council unanimously passed a new panhandling bylaw earlier this month to address concerns about what was seen as an increase in the activity, particularly near the corner store Olds Shopping Center. The issue of panhandling or soliciting for money in public spaces has become concerning to our community. It can pose risk to public safety and economic vitality, says a preamble to the bylaw. As such, the creation of a bylaw prohibiting panhandling is a response aimed at addressing these multifaceted concerns. The final version of the bylaw was tweaked after Cown. Harvey Walsh expressed concern about an outright prohibition on panhandling in public areas. The new bylaw prohibits any panhandling within town limits between 8 p.m. and 8 a.m. It also bans panhandling within 10 meters of an ATM or similar cash dispensing device, the entrance to a bank, credit union, trust company, financial institution where cash can be withdrawn, and pedestrian crossings. Panhandling is not allowed in private retail areas, including Corner Store and Mountain View Plaza, without the property owner's written permission. Soliciting money from people in vehicles is also banned. Panhandlers are also barred from any move to obstruct the passage of, walk next to, or following the person being solicited. A panhandler could be handed a $250 municipal fine if caught by enforcement. Someone choosing to fight the ticket in provincial court could face a fine ranging from $50 to $2,500 if unsuccessful. The bylaw calls for a $500 fine for a first offense, $1,000 for second offense, and $1,500 for third and subsequent offenses. Town Chief Administrative Officer Brent Williams said the revised bylaw meets our needs right now. It gives the RCMP regulations to use when addressing panhandlers. When the bylaw was first introduced last month, Olds Protective Services Director Justin Andrew provided the rationale for bringing in the regulations. Unfortunately, we are encountering situations where there are acts going on in the community and other communities where out-of-community people are taking advantage somewhat of the goodwill and hospitality of people in rural communities, soliciting donations of funds and money, Andrew told council. It creates an atmosphere of unease and discontent among residents, business owners alike. So, we need this tool in our box so our enforcement officers can take those situations and manage them appropriately through the application of a fairly stiff fine structure to deter that kind of future behavior. Andrew said when suspected panhandling situations arose, the town will look into it to see if it is a legitimate situation of someone in need and who could be helped through social agencies. The bylaw, which is based on similar regulations in Calgary, came into effect on April 8, the day it was passed.